The Big Story is brought to you by Scotiabank. First, it was a carbon price, a neutral piece of policy. Then it became a carbon tax, which sounds much worse. But good news, now there are rebates for the carbon tax. Bad news, though, only for the four provinces that don't already have their own plans. And of course, we don't know if any of those rebates will actually cover the cost coming out of your pocket when the tax, sorry, the price on pollution kicks in. Whatever you call it, this policy is shaping up to be the critical issue of the 2019 federal election. A lot of Canadians might not actually understand how it relates to their wallets, when and how it takes effect, and if it will, you know, work. They might not even understand what they should call it. It's the subject of some debate. We will try to get to the bottom of that, but the answer to that last question kind of depends on who you ask. I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, and this is The Big Story. Cormac McSweeney is our Parliament Hill reporter. He has interviewed Justin Trudeau on this very subject. He's also covered this long and winding saga for most of the past couple of years. So, Cormac, before we get to any of the larger issues, can you just please explain how the carbon tax works for the average Canadian family?
Okay, so essentially what's going to happen is this carbon tax is going to be imposed on provinces that do not have their own provincial systems in place. And this carbon tax will end up meaning that you're going to pay a lot more for things like filling up your car at the gas tank, possibly heating your home, but as well consumer goods, because businesses that end up having to pay more for the emissions that they put out there, they're going to pass that cost onto the consumer. So especially with goods that are heavily transported across the country or things like that, Canadians will be paying more. And so the way the government is trying to deal with the pocketbook issues that Canadians will have in dealing with, the price of all goods going up, or at least some essentials, they're trying to give money back by taking in all of the money from the carbon tax that will be implemented, and then divvying it up to all of the Canadians in the province where they're paying this. So it's basically going to work at tax time. It's not like, you know, the child benefit where you're going to get a monthly check in the mail. This is going to happen when you go to file your taxes. So they're going to say, we're going to collect this amount or roughly this amount from, let's just say, Saskatchewan or Ontario. And we think that you deserve X amount back at tax time. So this would either be more money on top of your tax return, or it could be money taken away from the money that you would owe Canada Revenue after you file your taxes in the spring. So that's essentially how it's going to work out. So you'll get that as a part of a bulk check rather than seeing this in other ways. But at least up front, when you're going to the store, when you're filling up your car, you're probably going to notice the increase in prices.
When does that kick in?
January 1st is when the government is implementing the new carbon tax.
And the rebates only come for provinces that don't already have their own carbon system set up, which is Ontario, Saskatchewan,
Manitoba, and New Brunswick. So like 2 years ago when they said, look, we're going to implement this carbon tax, be ready, provinces, implement your own systems that reach a specific threshold. And that threshold is $20 a ton of emissions. And so if a province didn't have that, an equivalent system that would essentially charge emitters $20 a ton, then the government was going to step in and, or the federal government, I should say, and step in and implement one on the provinces that haven't reached that point. And since this announcement, there have been a number of changes in provincial governments. Right. A lot of people do, of course, focus on Ontario, but we're also seeing one in New Brunswick as well. And the Conservative government in Manitoba did a bit of a flip-flop, initially saying, hey, we will play ball, but now they're saying we don't want to do this. And the argument is, we don't think that the federal government has the right to do this. And so those are the provinces where the feds are stepping in. That's where we'll see these rebates. The other provinces that have their own systems in place, they're not going to be seeing these federal rebates, because the idea is the people in those provinces will already be seeing those returns because of the new system set up by those provinces.
So here's the question I feel like we're going to spend the entire next year until the election fighting about. Is a general carbon tax of $20 a ton the most effective way to actually curb emissions?
Okay, so on a basic level, many experts, and there have been studies about this, agree that a carbon tax is probably the most effective and efficient way to deal with climate change in terms of government points of view and public policy. And so there has been kind of a consensus that this is probably the best way to handle this. But the question is, where do you set that price? And the Trudeau government has set a lower price, but that's only for year one. $20 a ton is just for 2019. In 2020, it jumps to $30 a ton. In 2021, it'll be $40. And then in 2022, we will see $50 a ton. That may seem like a lot to a lot of Canadians, but it's still nowhere close to where some experts say it should be. There is a feeling that if we really want to make a meaningful impact and change and really try and curb climate change, then we need to have a price of about $200 a ton. That's a huge, huge number in terms of the impact that you would have on the economy, on Canadians' lifestyles. And so the Trudeau government had initially said, you know, no, we're starting small and gradually working into this. And I did pose the question directly to Trudeau about whether or not this really would have an impact, given the fact that we're, you know, just a quarter of what experts say we need to be in terms of the price on carbon.
Well, one of the things we're doing alongside putting a price on carbon and putting a price on pollution is actually investing in green technologies, investing in renewable energy, incentivizing behaviors in a whole range of ways. So yes, if you were to only...
So he says that this can't just be looked at as only one issue, but there are a number of different initiatives that the government is taking to try and do that. And he is confident that all of these things put together will allow the government and the country to hit their Paris targets by 2030. But there are some concerns that this won't be enough and more needs to be done in the years ahead. So we'll have to wait and see, because after 2022, the government said it will review the carbon tax and decide where to go from there. So if we're not hitting our targets, or, you know, we're falling well short of where they thought we would be, you know, Canadians can expect possibly some changes to the carbon pricing system.
Up next.
And now you're hearing the Trudeau government change to a price on pollution. Pollution should not be free. These new talking points seem to be gaining a little bit more traction.
You can save like never before with the Scotiabank Momentum Plus Savings Account. And now, for a limited time, you can earn up to 3.2% interest until March 10th. You can find all the terms and conditions at scotiabank.com/MP.
Fact that putting a price on pollution is the best way to fight climate change, and that's exactly what we're doing. There's a conservative.
Okay, practical, curious person question here. How does charging this tax cause emissions to go down?
The idea behind it is that this is going to cost more money for businesses, and yes, they will pass that on to consumers, but at the same time, it's an incentive. You know, saving money is an incentive for consumers and businesses alike. And if they see high costs in, you know, the current practices, which leads to a lot of emissions or pollution, then you're going to take safer alternatives to try and save money. And so the idea is really a carbon price would be a deterrent, a disincentive, if you will, to try and curb people's attitudes and to try and force people to sort of just change their lifestyles. For consumers, if they see the price of gas 10 cents more than what it was, they might think twice about jumping behind the wheel. Maybe they'll walk. Maybe they'll take public transit. And so having these costs and these larger prices attached to everyday items may make Canadians make better choices to try. I mean, this is the theory. To try and make smarter choices for the environment, whether that's making sure you have the proper windows in your home, or making so that you're not paying as much on heating, or leaving the car at home and taking public transit, or walking, or taking a bike. This is the idea behind it, from businesses to consumers, that it will try and change their choices. You know, how it's going to be impacted across the country, how that's going to play out, I guess we'll have to wait and see after January 1st.
And of course, there's a lot of politics at play, which is kind of where I feel we have to go next. There's premiers lining up against this, and the federal conservatives are against it. Why do they think it won't work?
Premiers have been screaming about this for some time, for a few months now. Louder and louder, the screams have been getting on this from the premiers. I'm just going to read out a tweet for you from Doug Ford, who was responding to the announcement from the Prime Minister. And I will note that the Prime Minister made the announcement in Doug Ford's own provincial riding of Etobicoke North. Premier Doug Ford tweeted out, "The Trudeau carbon tax will force our seniors to pay more for home heating in cold winters, make parents pay more to fill up their car when they drive their children to and from soccer practice, and force small business owners to think twice before hiring additional staff." And so the idea from critics, or the thinking from critics, is that this will not change people's choices. People will still drive. People still need to heat their homes. And all the Liberals are doing is increasing the costs of all of that. They fundamentally disagree with taxing people and then saying right. that it's going to cost them less later. The federal conservatives have jumped in and said, look, this is just an election ploy. They set up this carbon tax saying that it's going to help the environment. They believe it's not going to, and now they're talking about rebates to Canadians. They feel this is just a system to buy votes from Canadians in the lead up to the next election by handing them checks months before they head to the polls. I think it was Premier Scott Moe in Saskatchewan as well, who said, you know, from his point of view, he's not going to talk about other provinces. He's going to look at Saskatchewan. He believes that a carbon tax actually won't reduce emissions in Saskatchewan based on his provincial circumstances. And so he says that because of that, this is just, you know, the federal government imposing a tax on something that it really shouldn't. He actually feels like they don't have the legal right to do so. A lot of experts disagree with that, but he has launched a legal challenge. Ontario also launching a legal challenge against this. So there's a big battle brewing between the premiers and the federal government in the lead up to the next election. And the issue is carbon taxes and carbon pricing, or a price on pollution, depending on how you want to look at it.
But you spoke one-on-one with Justin Trudeau on this issue. And, you know, I listened to that interview. He never said the words carbon tax.
No, it's really funny because the Liberals for the longest time have not said carbon tax. While the Trudeau Liberals have been pushing this idea, they've been calling it a carbon price. And we all remember the carbon tax debate with the former Liberal leader Stéphane Dion and his green shift plan. And the Conservatives at the time, the Harper Conservatives, went hard after him on that. So the Trudeau Liberals decided to call it a carbon pricing plan, and they embraced that terminology. That didn't seem to be really connecting as well with Canadians, I think, as the Liberal government had thought. In politics, it's all about how you frame, how you spin. And the Trudeau Liberals have changed their terminology from carbon price and carbon pricing plan to a price on pollution. And if you think about it, governments always and political parties always want to try and be the champions of a battle against something Canadians don't like. Nobody likes pollution. Do people have strong feelings about carbon? And so I think that's behind the strategy here, is that they weren't getting the traction that the Liberal government had hoped with the terminology of carbon price. And it was easily shifted to carbon tax, which is the common terminology from the opposition conservatives. And now you're hearing the Trudeau government change to a price on pollution. Pollution should not be free. These new talking points seem to be gaining a little bit more traction, seem to be a terminology that Canadians can connect with a little bit more. Pollution sounds bad. And if you're saying you want to put a price on pollution, that's something that I think people would actually, you know, tend to lean towards, as opposed to hearing a carbon price or a tax on everything. And for the conservatives, they've been framing it as a tax on everything, a tax on your heating, a tax on your on filling up your car, a tax on the goods that you need at your grocery store. They say this is a tax on the essentials that you need to live. And that is the way that they've been framing this. They've been also calling it a job-killing carbon tax, but they have been pulling away from that just a little bit. because that's not connecting as much with people. I think, you know, you really want to zero in on the pocketbook issues, and we're now seeing both parties do that. The liberals with their rebates to try and help people deal with this, which they say is the right thing to do. We need to act now, and we're going to give you rebates to help you out with that. The conservatives saying this is a tax that's going to hit you on the essentials you need to live, and that's why it needs to stop.
But if they're not for a price on pollution or a carbon tax, what do they propose instead to meet emissions targets?
We simply don't know at this point. And I will say at this point, because they are promising to come forward with their own climate change plan, but we really don't know what that will entail. And so they're out right now bashing the liberals for their carbon pricing plan without, you know, having anything to show in their storefront to attract people to their side. So it's kind of difficult. Andrew Scheer, the conservative leader, did a scrum on Parliament Hill to react to the news and faced several questions of, well, where's your plan? Where's your plan? And he didn't really have a lot to say. He did give us some hints, though, so we're getting a little bit more of an idea. He says that their plan will focus on incentives instead of punishments, and he said that he hopes to capitalize on manufacturing and production with clean technology.
Okay.
What exactly that means, it's still hard to tell, because you don't know. I mean, that could mean so many different things. And until we actually see a plan, it's hard to really judge plan versus plan, because we just don't have the details from the conservatives right now.
Can you see any other issue becoming a bigger flashpoint over the next year in terms of federal politics than this one?
I think it's going to be a very big issue that the election will be fought on. But I will point out that a week is a long time in politics. A year is
especially
something
now.
Else. Yeah. I mean, even the 2015 election, some of the issues that ended up popping up, you didn't have a full idea of how big the niqab debate would have been a year before that that election took place. But it ended up being a huge issue in that election. So, you know, you can't accurately say what will be the topic until we
right.
get much closer to the election. It'll be interesting to see how the conservatives play this, whether they continue to let the premiers do the dirty work and Andrew Scheer comes off more prime ministerial, and whether that could be a strategy as well on this issue. I think the conservatives as well could make a big issue out of pot legalization. If they decide to campaign on recriminalizing the drug, that could be another big wedge issue that I'm sure the liberals would like to fight on. They would point to polling that shows that most Canadians agree with the legalization of marijuana. And so recriminalizing the drug might not be the greatest thing. But the conservatives, again, haven't been very clear on what they would do there. They say that they're going to wait and see how this all works out and then decide whether they want to put forward amendments. So that could be another big issue. And there are a variety of other issues that could pop up along the way. But the carbon tax and the provincial fights, those will definitely be a huge issue.
We'll take a look and see. Thanks, Cormac.
Anytime.
Cormac McSweeney, Parliament Hill reporter for City News, for Rogers Radio, and for this podcast, which has been the Big Story Podcast, brought to you by Scotiabank. You can earn up to 3.2% interest until March 10th with the Scotiabank Momentum Plus Savings Account. Conditions apply. For more from us, visit us at thebigstorypodcast.ca. You can find all our other episodes there. You can contact us, have a look around, let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media at Big Story Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Google, Stitcher, now Spotify. We want to see you there. Rate us, review us, tell a friend. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jordan Heath-Rawlings. We'll talk tomorrow.